Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I've been talking about the washing of regeneration from Titus 3 and 5. One of the most spectacular things that happens in the life of a believer is the absolute turnover that happens inside of them in regards to their person. They are not the same person that they used to be. Paul actually calls us citizens of heaven. His reference, and then you take the author of Hebrews, who continued to refer to those heroes of faith in Hebrews 11 as people who were sojourners, who lived in tents, who did not consider this their home. And then Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 calls the physical body our tent. With our mind set on heavenly things, we wait for the dissolution of this earthly tabernacle, this earthly tent. And the reason for that is because, and I'm always kind of hesitant to say this because it comes across as a little weird, but I think it's appropriate if we can get past the connotation. Paul really viewed the believer as an alien. I mean, I don't think he would have called us that, because an alien in Paul's day was someone who was from a foreign country, and it still is today, but we have extraterrestrial in mind when we say alien. But Paul felt like you were really from another dimension. You were born again, thus you were born of above, not of below. The old you was dead, and when people meet the new you, they're meeting a whole new person. And Paul believed this, preached this, lived this, presented this as a way of instructing believers in their new life. The regeneration, the washing of regeneration, is the total regening of the believer. And it sets us free from the guilts and condemnations of our natural bloodline. Or, let's say it this way, it sets us free from the fear of our natural bloodline. A lot of Christians make excuses about their behavior based upon their heritage and their past. I think our strongest tie, both positively and negatively, is family and culture. Positive in that it defines who we are, and it gives us a purpose for so much of what we do in life, to take care of our household. It's negative in that some of the greatest sources of condemnation among believers are familial, their family ties. It's people thinking, whether they ever say it out loud or not, but thinking things like, I can't think that way, what would my grandpa think? And that being tied to dead people, being tied to the past, is an albatross. This causes a lot of people to romanticize the past as if it were better than their present, and certainly better than their future, which has become pandemic in America, as we seem to romanticize former presidents, former time periods in America, and feel like the next wave is just going to be hell on earth. And I so disagree with that mentality. Because we're regenerated, you do not share the DNA spiritually of your past. So there's no room for excuse to say things like, I only do this because my grandpa did it, my dad did it, and that's just who I am. That might be a viable excuse if you were bound to your heritage. You are not. It might be a viable excuse if you had a religion and not a relationship. Or let me say it this way. It might be a viable excuse if all you had was a religion and not a regeneration. But because you've been regened in your spiritual DNA, you are no longer trapped to the foolishness of the past. So you don't have to say, I am a slave to the bottle because my family has always been slaves to the bottle. Your new father is not a slave to anything. So you don't have to be. You have been regenerated. You have been washed. You are not who you used to be. You do not have to be defined by those parameters. You are what the Bible says you are. We'll take a day and talk about Thanksgiving tomorrow, and then on the next program, we'll do the renewing of the Holy Spirit. It's one of my favorite topics in the world. I'll see you later.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.